Greetings from the National Library of Medicine and MedlineBlast.gov. Regards to all our listeners. I'm Rob Logan, PhD, Senior Staff, U.S. National Library of Medicine, substituting this week for Donald Lindberg, MD, the Director of the National Library of Medicine. Here is what's new this week in Medline Plus. A recent Norwegian study found breast cancer occasionally seems to disappear on its own without medical intervention. The study and an accompanying editorial published in the Archives of Internal Medicine present important findings and implications for breast cancer screening and treatment. Turning first to the findings, the Norwegian study found 22% more breast cancer cases in a group of women who received mammogram screenings every 2 years compared to a similarly sized control group that received just one screening. Specifically, 1,909 invasive breast cancer cases occurred among every 100,000 women who received biennial mammograms. Among every 100,000 participants who were screened once in 6 years, 1,564 women were diagnosed with invasive breast cancer. So the study found statistically significantly less cases of breast cancer during a 6-year period among the women who received one mammogram instead of three. Since the number of invasive breast cancer cases should have been similar, and other explanations such as differentiating risk factors were ruled out by the study's methods, the author suggests the possibility that some invasive breast cancer that otherwise would have been detected was not present after 6 years because it disappeared naturally. The authors use the term spontaneously regress to describe cancer that disappears on its own. The participants in the Norwegian study were women between ages 50 to 64. More than 3 of every 4 women in both groups of the Norwegian study received a mammogram upon request by the study's 3-person team that includes a Norwegian epidemiologist and pathologist and an American physician from the Dartmouth Institute of Health Policy and Clinical Practice. An editorial that accompanied the Norwegian study implies this is the most compelling evidence ever found that cancer occasionally disappears on its own. The editorial added the study was not a randomized controlled trial. However, the authors note future placebo-controlled randomized trials to explore spontaneous remission are unlikely because inaction is not an ethical option in conducting breast cancer clinical trials. Otherwise, the editorial notes that the Norwegian study meets rigorous research criteria, including a high number of participants, a high percentage of women screened, and an exacting accounting of breast cancer cases from the Norwegian Cancer Registry. The National Cancer Institute estimates about 40,000 women and 450 men will die from breast cancer in the U.S. this year. Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among adult American women. A mammography is a special type of X-ray of the breast and is a widely used screening tool to detect breast cancer. Among the study's implications, the study's authors explain their findings do not suggest that mammograms cause or are linked to invasive breast cancer. Second, the authors noted that breast cancer screening programs and early cancer detection programs remain important for women, even if an unknown number of breast cancers may disappear on their own. Instead, the issue is whether mammograms lead to the treatment of breast cancer that otherwise would disappear. Third, the authors of the editorial explain, there is no definitive scientific explanation why some breast cancers disappear, some are contained, or some unfortunately spread or metastasize throughout the body. One reason is the underlying understanding about how cancer progresses remains unknown. Similarly, the reasons why cancer seems to disappear in some women will remain a mystery until breast cancer's underlying biological mechanisms are better understood. Nevertheless, some public health officials are concerned the Norwegian study's results will confuse women about the safety and efficacy of mammogram screenings. A leading cancer screening official told the New York Times that the study's interpretation about spontaneous remission was too simplistic. Others worried that the misinterpretation of the study could undo recent progress in reducing breast cancer deaths because of screening and early detection. Conversely, the accompanying editorial reminds us that the Norwegian study identifies new research areas that someday may illuminate why breast cancer emerges, sometimes is contained, at times spreads throughout the body, and occasionally disappears. While the current uncertainty persists, MedlinePlus.gov contains separate health topic pages about mammography and breast cancer. MedlinePlus.gov's breast cancer health topic page is especially comprehensive and contains an entire section on prevention screening, along with overviews, the latest news, information on diagnosis symptoms, treatment and disease management, plus helpful issues such as coping with breast cancer. To find MedlinePlus.gov's breast cancer health topic page, type breast cancer in the search box on MedlinePlus.gov's homepage, then click on Breast Cancer National Library of Medicine. MedlinePlus.gov's mammography health topic page contains an interactive tutorial in English and Spanish with spoken narration in easy-to-understand terms. There is additional information on related issues such as breastfeeding and mammography and comparative breast imaging approaches. The page includes links to current mammography clinical trials and other research findings. To find MedlinePlus.gov's mammography health topic page, type mammogram in the search box on MedlinePlus's homepage, then click on Mammography, National Library of Medicine. Before I go, this reminder, MedlinePlus.gov is authoritative. It's free. We do not accept advertising, and it is written to help you. To find MedlinePlus.gov, just type in MedlinePlus.gov in any web browser such as Firefox, Safari, Netscape, Chrome, or Explorer. We encourage you to use Medline Plus, and please recommend it to your friends. Medline Plus is available in English and Spanish. Some medical information is available in 43 other languages. Your comments about this or any of our podcasts are always welcome. We welcome suggestions about future topics, too. Please email Dr. Lindberg anytime at nlmdirector@nlm.nih.gov. That's nlmdirector, one word, at nlm.nih.gov. A written transcript of recent podcasts is available. Just click on the Director's Comments link on Medline Plus's homepage. The National Library of Medicine is one of 27 institutes and centers within the National Institutes of Health. The National Institutes of Health is part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. A disclaimer, the information presented in this program should not replace the medical advice of your physician. You should not use this information to diagnose or treat any disease without first consulting with your physician or other healthcare provider. I want to take the opportunity to wish you a very happy holiday season and a healthy new year. The National Library of Medicine and the Director's Comments podcast staff, including Dr. Lindberg, appreciate your interest and company, and we hope to find new ways to serve you in 2009. It was nice to be with you. Let's meet again next week.